Chapter 37. And Yaakov dwelt in the Eretz Megurei Aviv, in Eretz Canaan. These are the Toldot Yaakov. Yosef, being 17 years old, was roeh with his achim to the zone. Now the Na'ar was with the Bnei Bilhah and with the Bnei Zilpah, the Neshe Aviv. And Yosef brought unto Avihem Bid Batam Ra'ah. Now, Yisrael loved Yosef more than all his children, because he was the Ben Zekunim, and he made him a Kasonis Pasim. And when his Achim saw that Avihem loved him more than all his Achim, they hated him and could not speak with Shalom unto him. And Yosef dreamed a halom, and he told it to his Achim, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear now this halom which I have dreamed, for hine, we were binding alumim out in the Sadeh, and hine, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and hine, your alamot gathered around it and bowed down to my sheaf. And his Achim said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his halamot and for his devarim. And he dreamed yet another halom, and told it his Achim, and said, Hine, I have dreamed a halom more. And hine, the Shemesh and the Yareach and the 11 Kohavim bowed down to me. And he told it to Aviv and to his Achim. And Aviv rebuked him and said unto him, What is this halom that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and Imecha and Achecha indeed come to bow down ourselves to the ground before thee? And his Achim had kinah toward him. But Aviv was shomer over the saying, and his Achim went for the purpose to be roeh zom Avivihem in the vicinity of Shechem. And Yisrael said unto Yosef, Do not thy Achim roeim in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said unto him, Hineni. And he said to him, Go now, see about the Shalom Achecha and the Shalom Hatzon, and bring me Devar. So he sent him out of the Emek Hebron, and he went to Shechem. And a certain Ish found him, and hine, he was wandering in the Sadeh. And the Ish asked him, saying, What seekest thou? And he said, I seek my Achim. Tell me now, where they roeim? And the Ish said, They are departed from here, for I heard them say, Let us go to Dotan. And Yosef went after his Achim and found them in Dotan. And when they saw him, Merachok, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to kill him. And they said one to another, Hine, this Baal Hahalamot cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us kill him and throw him into one of the barot, and we will say some Hayah Ra'ah devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his halamot. And Reuven heard it, and he saved him out of their yadayim, and said, Let us not take his nephesh. And Reuven said unto them, Do no shefak dam, but throw him into this boar that is in the midbar, and lay no yad upon him, that he might rescue him out of their yadayim, to take him back to Aviv. And it came to pass, when Yosef was come unto his Achim, that they stripped Yosef of his kasonis hapasim that was on him, and they took him and threw him into the bora, and the bora was empty. There was no mayim in it. And they sat down to eat lechem, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and hine, a caravan of Yishmaelim was coming from Gilad with their gamalim, bearing spices and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Mitzrayim. And Yehudah said unto his Ahim, What, Betzah, is it if we kill Ahinu and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Yishmaelim, and let not Yadenu be upon him, for he is Ahinu and Basarenu. And his Ahim agreed. Then there passed by Anashim, Midyanim, Soharim, and they drew and lifted up Yosef out of the boor and sold Yosef to the Yishmaelim for 20 kesef. And they took Yosef to Mitzrayim. And Reuven returned unto the boor, and he, nay, Yosef was not in the boor, and he made the kariah of his clothes, and he returned unto his Ahim, and said, The Yelid is not, and I, where shall I turn? And they took the kesonis Yosef, and did shahat the Sayir Izim, and dipped the Kesonis in the Dam, and they sent the Kesonis HaPasim, and they brought it to Avihem, and said, This have we found. Examine for identification purposes now, whether it be the Kesonis Binecha or no. And he recognized it and said, It is the Kesonis Bini. A Chaya Ra'ah hath devoured him. Yosef is without doubt torn in pieces. And Yaakov made the kariah of his clothes and put sackcloth on his loins and mourned for Bino Yamim, Rabim, and all his banim, and all his banot rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted, and he said, For I will go down to Bani mourning to Sheol. Thus Aviv wept for him. And the Midyanim sold him into Mitzrayim unto Potiphar, a Saris Pharaoh, a Sar Hadabachim.